Maryland has begun the reopening of restaurants and other businesses in the state. This is Don Rush. On the Eastern Shore, Tidal Health Peninsula Regional began this week to allow visitors to their patients. Sarah Arnett is chief nursing officer at the hospital. What has it been like, the fact that many patients weren't able to have visitors?
Visitors are extraordinarily important to the healing and the emotional well-being of our patients. It's been very challenging, not only for the patients, but for the staff. We rely on family members and loved ones and friends to help us kind of tell the patient's story, particularly if they can't do that. So without that link in between the patient and the staff, that's been very challenging. Certainly with patients who have had terminal illnesses and life-altering diseases, it's very difficult to navigate their care without having someone directly at the bedside with them, not only for emotional support, but for informational purposes. So we are very much looking forward to being able to open our visitation, albeit limited at the beginning. It'll be very nice to be able to allow family and friends to come back and see these folks.
Is there any particular instance or example from your experience with patients that gives a sense about how important these visits are?
We have patients that, you know, lost their lives not only to COVID but to other diseases, and for a period of time, even at that level of need for visitation and family support, we weren't able to permit that. So that's very taxing to staff and to the patient. So we've had numerous occasions where patients, you know, have been at the end of their life without anyone next to them except for our staff. And while our staff does an amazing job, it's still not the same as your family.
Now, does this also apply to patients who have COVID?
Several weeks ago, we actually changed our perception on how we could allow visitors in for patients who have COVID positive diagnosis at the end of life.
And what kind of precautions do you take for them in terms of?
We provide them with personal protective equipment, with gowns, gloves, and a mask, and something to cover their eyes if they don't have glasses.
Are you optimistic generally that we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, you guys have been working in the dark here for a long time.
I'm extremely optimistic that we are coming out from that darkness. The implementation and ability to give the vaccines beginning for us in December was a real spirit booster for a lot of people. We knew that it's going to take a lot of work, and it's not an instantaneous resolution to the challenges we've been facing. However, it was the next step. And it was something that certainly gave us, you know, joy to be able to offer that not only to our staff but to our community. And we're also seeing, a decrease in our cases here at the hospital and throughout the county. So that's and our surrounding counties. So that's been extremely uplifting that we feel like the efforts we've made and particularly the efforts that our community has put forth by maintaining all those social distancing and masking and reduction in going out when they were asked to do so, has really made a big difference, at least here on the Eastern Shore in our area. And certainly seeing some of the harder hit areas in the country coming up for air as well has been a relief for us too. So yes, I'm extremely optimistic that we will be able to move past this. Do I think it's going to be gone forever? No, I think we're going to be managing patients with this diagnosis for the foreseeable future. But the volumes with which we were managing them and expected to manage them, I don't believe we're going to have that challenge that we've had over the past year.
Sarah Arnett is Chief Nursing Officer at Tidal Health Peninsula Regional. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.